This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I was wondering, when I was preparing this message, why would Jesus talk about the need for you and I to have persistence in prayer? And then it dawned on me, the greatest temptation in praying for you and for me is to give up. Let's be honest. The greatest temptation in prayer for you, for me, is to say, what's the use? I've been praying for months and nothing's happened. Well, I've been praying for years about that situation or about his situation or her situation and nothing's happened. And if you go home with anything today, this is what I want you to go home with. The Lord says, don't give up in prayer. Don't ever, ever give up in prayer. Let's read it together in Luke 18. I'll be reading just the first 6 verses from the Gospel of Luke. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? If you underline in your Bible, underline the words day and night. Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The cover story for Newsweek magazine was this title, The Mystery of Prayer. I can still picture the cover in my mind for some reason. I remember the cover. The Mystery of Prayer. And I would be the first to say there are mysteries to prayer. There are things we don't understand. We don't comprehend about prayer. We don't understand the whys and the wherefores. But let me tell you this, there is little mystery to what Jesus said today when he simply said, I want to tell you a story, and the purpose of the story is to get you to always pray and never give up. What's mysterious about that? Nothing. Somebody in this room needs to hear the message today because you're right on the verge of giving up praying for somebody. You're right on the edge of saying, it's not going to happen, it's never going to happen. You're right on the edge of saying, why should I continue to pray? We've all been there. We're all there for some of us about some issue in our life, about a loved one that you're concerned about. And so the message today is, don't give up. Always pray. And even the phrase I wanted you to underline has a significance, that to pray day and night, which means God listens 24/7. What I'd like to do is something a little different in this message. I want to talk about the two people in our story today. So if we could bring that section up, the two people in our story. First of all, the judge. He's described by Jesus in this way. He didn't fear God or care about people. And I have parenthetically, that's a bad combination. The judge didn't fear God or care about people. Listen carefully. You have people that live on your street that fit this description. You work with people who don't fear God and who don't care about people. But before we start throwing rocks at people, remember that may describe how you were. And how today you still struggle with those things. So this is not a thing of arrogance to say, yeah, I work with people like that, or I know I've got a brother-in-law like that. It could be us.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.